Mobile short video platforms have enjoyed an explosion in popularity in China in recent years, with apps such as Douyin, Toutiao Video, and Meipai finding willing users who turn into content providers. One might wonder, for the mass majority of these content providers, they don't get a dime. Then why do they spend so much time and effort in attracting people's eyeballs? So, yeah, I think we do talk about social media, its influence on people's engagement and addiction to the internet a lot. But if we dig deeper into people's psyche, this is a bit of a mystery for me. Okay, first of all, guys, let's look at these short video platforms and apps. And they've really become popular in the last couple of years.
Yeah, they're extremely popular. So if someone asks me, oh, which is the hottest social media platform in China at the moment among the young people, or which is the app they use the most to share their personal life, I would say Douyin or TikTok in English might be the best answer for that. So people may be curious about what is Douyin or this kind of short video platforms. How short is it? I can say it's generally around 15 seconds. And also we double check before the show. You can also send some videos longer than that. But there's a criteria. You need to have more than 1,000 fans or followers. Then you can share a longer version of the video. But it won't be too long. Usually it will be like maybe around 60 seconds or some also. So it became very, very popular along the rap of China, the competition, which has promoted this application at the same time. And the users can base on a background music and audio recording and soundbite from movies or any internet trends to easily record a video of them. So, as everyone wants to look good on camera, what is another catching point of this video platform is that it provides powerful, beautifying features. So, there's a filter in your app, and before you recording your video, you can choose which beautify application you want to use. So you will look gorgeous on the video without any makeup.
That's a really good point, Huang Shen. And I have to say, I was so amazed by the results, because these days we all know that with all kinds of photoshopping apps out there to take a still photo of yourself, it's easy. With one click, you can look like Beyonce or Fan Bingbing. Either way, you take your pick. But when it comes to videos, then I would have thought, well, as a cave person, that how do you do that? Because this person is in motion, right? And how do you make this person when maybe I am, I suppose, 200 kg being my weight, but I can look like I only weigh half of that, which is still quite a lot, actually. But anyhow, you get my point. So you can shrink your size to the Hollywood star kind of standard just with a click in a video. And that's the part that I wish somebody can tell me how they do that, but it's almost impossible, but they do it every day. So this is quite amazing.
I think before you can preset some of the features you want. For example, you can choose to improve your skin tone, make your face look smaller, make your figure look smaller, and trying to make your skin look more smooth. You can do the presetting stuff, and the filter will always be there.
Wow.
And also, maybe it can censor your motions, and it will go along with your motions and try to make you look fabulous on the camera.
That sounds amazing if you're trying to promote yourself and look, you know, better than you actually look. But I feel like at some point you're going to have to stand in front of a lot of people and they're going to see, wow, this person actually doesn't look that good. I mean, wow, this person has a lot of acne, they're overweight. So it's like, I don't know, it seems a bit deceptive, but definitely if you're trying to market and promote yourself, I mean, there's just so much on social media and on apps now where you can just, you can do virtually anything, as you mentioned, modify your weight and the way you look. But I think also being user-friendly is very important. I think that's one feature that TikTok offers a lot of users. And I think it hits a responsive chord with a lot of people with certain questions like, are you passionate about music? Do you aspire to become a famous artist? Do you love sharing music and videos created by you and your friends to a wider range of people all over the world? I mean, just reading that myself, I feel like, wow, I would love, you know, to, I would love this app too. So a lot of people are going to be interested in, you know, promoting themselves. And I think that once you get in the app, you can instantly, I wouldn't say instantly, but depending on how well your technique is, you could become very popular all over the world and pretty much be like a star, because a lot of people can view what it is that you post online, and you can have thousands of fans and get mm-hmm. lots of people to follow you. So, and I think that this would be really good for marketing purposes. Mm-hmm. You know, perhaps, you know, companies could see, oh, wow, this person has, you know, 1,000 or 10,000 followers. Mm-hmm. You know, let's listen to what he's saying. So it's definitely a great way to promote yourself.
Oh, 1,000, 2,000, that doesn't get you anywhere these days. You have to have at least 1 million or yeah. something like that. And in China, when we have such a huge population, sometimes you can't help but wonder, really? That looks a little inflated to me, even if it's for Chinese standards, when you've got a huge population, when people mm. have hundreds of millions of followers, to say the least, and on social media these days. So that's really, I think, a realm that's, they've got some pretty tricky practices sometimes. But why is it that with these short video apps, they have enjoyed such sort of tremendous growth in recent years? Because I understand and I agree with you, Tony, that with social media marketing these days, almost every marketing campaign has a social media aspect to it.
Yeah.
And yes, the more clicks, the more followers, the better. But why short video apps? How did that become this huge deal now, part of the social media discussion?
I think because the high pressure people are suffering in the current situation, because now we can see people are busier than ever, and the day after a whole day's work, they may feel super exhausted. What they want to watch? Something really lighthearted and really short. So I think it's also worked for me, because sometimes if my friends share a video to me, if it's more than 1 minute, I don't want to open it. I don't want to open a link. And also, especially when you are during your commute time. So you think, oh, I need to use my own 4G network. I don't want to waste my quota on a 1 minute video. But if the video only lasts for 15 seconds, you will be quite happy to open it. At least you want to explore, oh, why it's so amazing. Mm-hmm. Then you have more potential to open it. Or just comparing to just ignore it if it's too long. And because now people may feel bored during their commuting time, usually it will be 1 hour, 2 hours in Beijing or Shanghai, the first tier cities. So I think this is a great market for the short video platforms.
I agree. And I think that I was reading on the HubSpot, actually, and it said that 80% of customers, you know, use videos, or when they watch videos, it gives them, they're able to recall brands a lot better. And I feel like, on a personal note, when I was actually on YouTube and I was watching some video, it was very short. It was only like 15 or 20 seconds. And it promoted a website on how to make your own website. And I watched it and I was like, wow, this is amazing. And for some reason, people are able to store images and videos better than text. Mm. So sometimes when you see certain, you know, discounts or whatever, it's a lot better to see it in a video, because people process things a little bit differently. So videos are becoming very popular among people. That same report also said that 92% of people who consume mobile videos will share it. So it has the potential to go viral. And I feel that I get more videos from friends on WeChat than I do like pictures and, you know, different texts and things. So a lot of people like watching videos. And again, you know, the length of the video is very important. If it's short, then it's to the point. And yeah, like you mentioned, you don't really want to see anything that's like 2 or 3 or 4 minutes, because, you know, who has time for that? So just short videos, straight and to the point, something that's really funny. Or if you're marketing something, you know, sometimes we just don't really want to get involved in sales pitches, because it seems like every day, everywhere you go, people are trying to sell you something. But if it's really short, then it's worth your time.
That's so interesting, because if it's that short, 15 seconds, and yeah, in that world, Roundtable would be it would be longer than a movie by those standards. It'd be costing you the time of a whole life span, it seems. But but on Roundtable, you get to hear the whole story, although sometimes curated, because I know you don't have that much time for us. But you hear different sides of opinion.
Yeah.
And also, you hear some stats, and you hear some examples that's supporting the story or the opinion.
Yeah.
Then you get a fuller picture. But with these 15-second videos, what you're getting is the bare bones. Or if one bone of the skeleton, and people are probably not there for the story, or people don't even want the story anymore. They just want the slap in the face, or the really just the reaction of that one moment. But because that's all the attention and time you're giving to this thing, this product, or whatever you call it. And then I wonder what kind of human beings will we become if that is what we want, as it seems to be reflected in the usership of this kind of app, or at least this is what people prefer to some extent.
Well, I feel like these videos really sell emotions. And a lot of times, these, since they're so short, there's a certain tune that's played that's very uplifting. There's an attractive person, and it's showing a product, and it's putting that product into motion. So a lot of people, when they buy, they're buying emotionally, and then they justify it with logic. So first, it's more subconscious. They look at whatever it is that they want to buy, and they have a feeling towards it. And then if you can connect with their feeling, then you have them. And then from that point, there's different things with prices. People will look for reasons to justify it. So the videos are really just a way to strike a chord with people and connect with them emotionally. So I believe that really 15 seconds is all it takes. If it has the right melody, it has the right models, and it promotes the right material or whatever it is, then you're going to have people that are interested in the product.
It's also interesting when you say the product, because product implies that something's being sold here.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, when you look at today's world, maybe that is the essence.
There's always something being sold.
Yeah, and sometimes I feel I'm almost naive if I am expecting something that is elsewise. But for most people, when they get onto a platform like Douyin or these short video apps, I suppose you start as a user. You look at what other people are providing. And sometimes the videos aren't necessarily selling you something. At least I don't get it immediately. Sometimes it's like people who... We see these rather abusive video content sometimes. It's like people doing really harsh things to themselves. I've seen that on Kuaishou. And also, I think we've discussed this on Roundtable before, too. Like this teenager that you're not supposed to be smoking, but anyhow, this person was smoking like 100 cigarettes at one time, and it's doing harm to you, right? I don't think that's really promoting anything or selling me anything, but you get like all kinds of these videos. Sometimes it's supposedly sharing their personal lives of people. Those things. So, I'd like to make a distinction in that way, that some of these videos are possibly about sharing people's lives. Some are maybe selling stuff or teaching you how to do makeup. And I see plenty of chances to plug in, with that. But so let's talk about this content then. Like, when do a person turn into a content provider as opposed to just someone who's viewing the videos? And what's the mindset behind this? It's like, you're sharing stuff in your life, but what are you getting from it? It doesn't seem to come with dollar signs.
That's a really good question. And I feel like a lot of times it just has something to do with youth, declaration, and just they want people to listen, and perhaps they don't have enough people listening in their personal lives. So online, you have the whole world that's watching. So I feel like a lot of people, when they make these videos about how to put on makeup, geez, I've even seen people just record themselves eating, and it became so popular, like in different, all over the world. And for a while, I didn't understand that. I mean, maybe I'm not part of that generation, or I just missed, why it was so interesting. But people, you know, they like you, they follow you, and they'll watch more of your meals. And so, and I believe that this is a reason why a lot of people are just, they want to be heard and they want to be seen. And it's this way of, you know, perhaps self-definition. They just want to, they want to find who they are, and they want to see if other people have a similar outlook on life. So I feel like also this is another way to, if they do get enough followers, then they could really do anything. If they wanted to, you know, promote something, or if they have some type of, you know, commercial interest, if you've already got millions of followers, then people are most likely to, you know, invest in whatever it is that you're trying to put out.
And some people can really shot to fame through sending photos and sending videos on Douyin, because we have some examples. Have you ever heard a guy whose name is Liu Yuning or Modern Brothers?
Well, that's not really the circle that I travel in.
He's a very popular, maybe pop singer now, but he shot to fame from Douyin, because I think Douyin is like a zero cost for you. For you, like maybe you can make a break to perform on a stage in front of thousands of people. So this guy, he started from Douyin, and he just sent his performing videos on the platform, and then later he got lots of fans, and he usually just like do the live stream in a street, and later on his fans just came to the street and to meet him, want to see his live performance. And now he can, you can always see his performance on some entertainment shows, and he's about to compete for join the I'm a Singer, the reality show. And also he's idol is Jam, Deng Ziqi. Even Jam click like for him on Douyin. So some people can use this way as a stepping stone to really pursue their singing dreams. Because before, if you want to become a singer and you're from the grassroots, so you have to join some reality shows. But it turned out this is a really hard way, and also you need to at least pay some application fees. But for Douyin, ever can try to give their dream a try if they can realize their dream of becoming a singer, because you don't need to pay anything. You just need to download the app, have your phone, and have an access. I think the only things can stop you from becoming a singer is only the poor network speed or your full storage. So nothing can stop you, and you don't need any techniques because the platform already provides to you. Yeah, so it's very friendly to the new starters.
That's so interesting. Also, I like to think that talent is still somewhat in play here, but when you look at the Kardashians, yeah, like, I can't remember the youngest Kardashian of the sisters.
I can't remember. Courtney.
Kylie Jenner. Yes. She is the most one of the most successful businesswomen in the world right now with her makeup line. Just being sold out every time.
I think I read something about that too. Yeah.
Well, of course, I would say there is business acumen in this woman. But I don't know what else to say about her popularity. I think within this generation, we've got celebrities are just famous for the sake of it. And what is your talent in singing or whatever? And sometimes it remains a question mark. But yeah, those people are making so much money that it sometimes makes you question where society is and where is all this going. What about hard work? That's possibly so old-fashioned, and I don't think that's even being discussed enough anymore when generations of young people grow up seeing, well, this is what can bring you fame and success, and money comes afterwards. So this is a really interesting time to be in, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, it's unfortunate that it seems that, you know, image is so important in terms of the way what someone looks like. If someone's very attractive, they don't really need to have much content or ability. Just the fact that they're in front of a camera and they're talking to you, or the person perceives it's them, they're going to get lots of likes. They're going to get lots of people interested in them putting out more videos because just, you know, physical appearance is very important. I mean, I think that that's definitely something that we see in a lot of, you know, celebrities and movies, and it's just, you know, where we are in society. However, according to some of the results here and the report, it's not all just young people that are interested in, you know, Douyin and some of these apps. The research analysis from International Qianfan reveals that 61.6% of users of short video sharing apps in China are women. And users of mobile short video apps were also young, but not so young. And people aged between 24 and 30 make up the largest cohort, accounting for about 42.7% of users. However, those ages 24 or younger make up just about 8.7% of the users. So that indicates that maybe China's Generation Z is less interested in this type of platform. So it's a certain age group. And I would say perhaps the younger people are, it's interesting, since they're the age that's really interested in internet and being online and social media, it seems that this would be definitely something that they would want to invest a lot of their time into. But it seems to be the older generation that's you know, promoting themselves and just trying to get their voice to be heard by any means possible.
Actually, this reminds me of the animation, the movie I watched earlier, The Ralph Breaks the Internet, because in a part, he visited a video platform, and the operator there told him which kind of videos people love the most, like really stupid ones, really shallow ones, superficial ones, and like pets, like cute babies, like how you eat, how you do makeup, but in a very hilarious way. You can do the normal ones, but you need to be crazy. And also, why this group of people, like from 24 to 30, they love watch these short videos because usually they're in a workplace, they're under high pressure of working, they need a way out or they need a platform to release their pressure. So this time those really lighthearted contents are really work for them. So I think this is the reason why short video platforms are so popular among this age group. And also they say that saying you need to pay attention before you release your video or publish your video is never read a comment or it will destroy you.
Or if you're a star, a YouTube star or a TikTok star, then, or any celebrity out there, I think that's like lesson 101, that you have to stomach it. Otherwise, how do you thrive? Because when people love you, there's going to be probably the same amount of haters out there too.
Yeah.
That's just
haters.
Yeah, I'm thinking about Taylor Swift and her response to all of that. But that's just reality. And without the darkness, can you see light? Without the haters, can you see the not lovers, but people, the fans who enjoy your presence so much, kind of thing. I think you guys make a really good point in pointing out that with these short video platforms as popular as they appear to be right now, but it's hard to say how popular they will be in the future, because every generation, and nowadays generation seems to be divided by a year or a couple of years, it seems, right? And each generation has their own apps, like Facebook. I remember back in my day when I was in college, that was when Facebook first became popular. We're all on it, right? But just 2-3 years later, my friends were saying, my grandma's on Facebook. Aww. We need to migrate to somewhere else. And that's the thing with the digital world and the internet age. Yeah, we're just looking for the next disruptive invention when it comes to social media or the next big thing.
You said Facebook. I say MySpace.
Oh, good one. We'll be back after this break.